Welcome to the Creative Piano Teaching Podcast, the place where teachers from around the world meet to share innovative ideas about music education. Listen and learn as we help you motivate your students, grow your income, expand your studio, and become a more creative piano teacher.
G'day everyone, and welcome back to the Creative Piano Teaching Podcast. So great to have you listening again today. I do hope you've been enjoying the first half of the year. We've covered an amazing amount of content and different ideas and topics, and I do hope they've been helpful for you in your teaching. You're listening to episode number 98, and if you're one of my Inner Circle Piano Teaching Community members, a special welcome to you. My name is Tim Topham, and I'm the host of the Creative Piano Teaching Podcast, and this is the place where you can get weekly inspiration, ideas, and teaching strategies to help you be the best piano teacher that you can possibly be. Today's show notes and a video recording and full transcript are available at timtopham.com/episode98. The Creative Piano Teaching Podcast is proudly supported by The Inner Circle, your one-stop online shop for piano teaching inspiration, training, lesson plans, business advice, and support. The Inner Circle is the place to get your piano teaching questions answered and to hang out with other teachers and music education experts from around the world. From Norway to New Zealand and India to Idaho, we'll help you build the studio of your dreams. You can get access to top-rated video courses, including PianoFlix, How to Teach Pop Piano, Notebook Beginners, Piano Studio Marketing, Teaching the 12-Bar Blues and Jazz Improv, and courses currently in production, including Group Teaching 101, How to Convert from Independent or Individual to Group Teaching, Four Chord Composing, and Grooving with GarageBand, and a heap more. The Inner Circle is a thriving community of dedicated, passionate teachers who are committed to giving their students the very best opportunities possible and sharing all their wins with the community along the way. Find out how you can become a part of the Inner Circle today at timtopham.com/community and take $100 off an annual membership right now with code PIANOPODCAST. So today's podcast is a little bit different. It's in fact a sneak peek inside one of our monthly member masterminds. So what are these and how do they work? Well, each month as a community, we get together online for a group chat, and this is only available to members of the Inner Circle. So you might be wondering, what on earth is this all about? Well, a mastermind is just really a roundtable conversation with a group of people who are able to ask questions, say, you know, a few of their struggles or things they want help with, and get feedback from the rest of the group in a really supportive, open, caring kind of environment. The ones we do for the Inner Circle, because the community is scattered all across the globe in different time zones, we run it a little bit like a webinar. So it's a virtual roundtable, I guess you'd say. So it looks a little bit like a webinar, where you can just join in and watch and chat just like you would do with any of my other webinars. But the great advantage to the masterminds is that you can actually come into the live room with me and whoever else wants to join in. So on any one of our masterminds, we might have between, oh, I don't know, 4 and 10 people live in the room, and then another up to 30 members or so in the chat. So we don't actually see those people, and they can see us, but we don't see them. And they're just able to chat to ask questions, and I'll ask their questions to the group on behalf of everyone who's watching. And if you're obviously live in the room, then you are on screen and you can actually chat with us all. It is such an awesome opportunity to get together with other people. And as I say, you know, get to share ideas and ask questions and get help. We've now got about 15 of these all stored in the resource library, and they're about an hour long each. So if you're enjoying things like these podcasts or my webinars, then think about how cool it would be to be actually be live with me when I'm asking some of these questions of guests and things like that. That's exactly what these are like. The masterminds are often based around a topic of focus on the blog and the podcast. So in June, for example, the focus of the blog and podcast was business. So for our mastermind, I decided, let's do a business chat. everyone can ask their business questions. And I decided to ask Daniel Patterson along from growyourmusicstudio.com, who many of you will be familiar with. He's got some great ideas about growing big studios and group teaching and things like that. So I said, hey, Daniel, come along, hang out with my members. And if you're happy to answer some questions, I know they'll really enjoy having you there. And they did, of course. In May, we had a focus on lead sheets. So I got Susan Dees, who was on the podcast again a little while ago. And it was actually incredibly popular podcast because she's one of the few people who's actually put together some kind of curriculum around teaching kids to read lead sheets. So I said, Susan, come on, could you come and hang out with us and my cool members in a mastermind situation? And she did, and she was incredibly helpful. And just in April, we focused on Piano Safari. As many of you will know, I'm a big fan of Piano Safari and their beginner teaching style and methods. So I invited the authors, Julie and Katie, to join us for a mastermind. So it's great because I've got a lot of contacts from the podcasts that I have been doing. I have a lot of people who I can ask to join these fantastic masterminds to not only deliver a little bit of new content, as people are often happy to do, but then just be able to be there to support and answer questions from any of the members. We've also done a few pure roundtable discussions. So without too much of an agenda or a topic, just giving any members who are there the opportunity to ask questions. And so people have talked about questions about changing to group teaching, how they should do that. And people who are already doing big group teaching or running multi-teacher studios were able to give their advice. We've had questions about whether people should hire new studio spaces or stay at home and how to teach basic improv and what they should do when kids are struggling with this element of technique and just about anything you could possibly want. While, you know, it's fun to get onto a Facebook forum and type a question, there is nothing quite like being face-to-face with someone, even though it's virtual, and being able to ask some questions. So I thought what we would do today is just share with you one segment from a recent mastermind. The topic was business and marketing and growing studios. And in this conversation, you'll hear right at the beginning, we jump straight into a question from one of our members, Karen Lien, who's asking about ideas for promoting a new group teaching session, group teaching program that she's just started up. And she'd been working on this for a little while, and Karen had, she'd asked lots of questions in the forum and got lots of feedback and had just decided to take the leap and offer this group teaching idea. And so you'll hear her asking right at the beginning about some ideas for promoting that course. And you'll hear a huge amount of discussion, some feedback, great ideas from, I think we had about six people live in the call at that point. So you'll get a chance to hear a number of different voices. And I'll come back to you after you've had a listen and let you know who was involved and the kinds of things that I think we could take away from it. And just to let you know too, if you'd prefer to watch, I'm actually going to include the video recording of this segment of this mastermind on the show notes page. So you can find that again at timtopham.com/episode98. So here's the mastermind recording. Check it out.
It's been incredible this year, and I've got so many new ideas, and everyone's been so encouraging. So I am very happy to announce that finally I got the courage to start really marketing my studio. And beginning next year, I will be offering a brand new group lesson for beginners. And I will be using I will be using Inner Musician program.
Great, from Lindell.
Yes, yeah. I'll be using that. And over the weekend, I just finally put together the flyer and ready to print thousands of them and distribute to local schools. And last Sunday, I got all the ads together through Facebook groups. Haven't really got lots of response. So I'm hoping that if any of you have advice on marketing, what channel, what format, and or when's a good time to market, that will be great. I would really appreciate that.
Yeah, well, Christmas time, everybody's busy. Good thing to get it in their faces now, but I'd repeat your marketing again after Christmas.
And how would you do it, Linda?
Well, I live in a small country town. usually mailbox drop, I've found works well. The local buy swap and sell page on Facebook, the community pages, like we have lots of little tiny communities, you know, a couple hundred people. They all have community pages, so I advertise on those. And I put my thing up on the notice boards in town. We have two notice boards in town, so I put my flyer up on there. But the mailbox drop maybe if you're in a bigger place. And
yeah, it's going to depend a lot on your local situation, I think, Karen. And I was just talking to a friend of mine who owns a couple of music schools here in Melbourne, and we were talking about Facebook advertising and online advertising versus offline, and he gets most response from letterbox drops offering a free trial. It still does. Yeah. So that's perhaps a good way to go. Does anyone else have any tips for Karen?
I give my current students a credit when they refer a student to me, because nice. I have pretty nice quality students and they know nice quality people. like if they tend to be organized and bring their kid on time, their friends are organized and bring their kids on time. So that gives a nice kickback to my current students.
Nice. So nice work.
And it's fun.
It's like a commission. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great idea. Might that work for you, Karen, do you think?
So how does the credit work?
They just get a $20 credit on their account for their next billing. I bill by semester, but if you bill by month, or so they just, but it has to be when that person signs up for the lesson. So when I first get paid, then I just put that credit on.
Not just because they turned up for their free trial, they have to enroll.
Right. And it can't be like a sibling, but it could be like a cousin.
Okay.
As long as it's like in a different family. But that in my local piano association, they have a website where we're allowed to list our websites. Those are the two that I get the most students from. And I live in the suburbs. I don't know if that would help you if you knew where I lived.
One thing that you might think about, Karen, is homeschool groups. I know for me, we have a big homeschool community in our area. And so like the Facebook homeschool groups, if you know somebody or whoever runs those pages, sometimes that's a nice way to get things going on during the day instead of after school.
Right.
And Julie is watching. She says she talks about being a piano teacher to everyone, all the families, everyone she knows. And she has got a couple of students enrolled from a doctor friend, even like just talking about what you do to people. I think she's saying you never know who is interested and what can happen from a conversation. So yeah, good point, Julia. It's a very simple, low hanging fruit, they might call that in marketing, just talking about yourself. And what about the online idea, Karen? Have you mentioned online groups?
Yes, I posted ad on Facebook groups.
Right. Okay. A Facebook group's going to be your target market though? Which Facebook groups?
I posted in local buy and sell, and mostly local garage sale group.
Okay.
And I try to post on local moms group, play group, but there are lots of restrictions and some don't welcome that kind of posting.
You could also try, if you've got existing students, is putting photos and things up, obviously ask the parents, but take a video of some of your students, existing students, and put it up and get the parents, so the parents will share it and like it and all that sort of stuff. So it's a really good way to get their friends.
Yeah, absolutely. And we were talking about just having breakfast with Paul yesterday, actually. It's down in Melbourne, which was nice. And we were talking about marketing and how we were getting videos and live testimonials from the people that were doing our live workshops around Australia this year. And that was a really simple but effective and very down-to-earth kind of form of marketing too, that whole testimonial idea. So, yeah, there's lots of great opportunities there. And I think if it's like anything in business, you've got to just test and keep records of things if you possibly can. When people do sign up, ask them where they found out about you from, or see what code they've used if you've offered something like that, so you can track what marketing efforts are having the most results. I think that's important too. And then you can just drill down on the ones that are most effective.
I think it's good to have that kind of information on the enrollment sheet. Like when they first come and put in all their details, that's one of the details that you put down on the sheet is how did you find me?
Yeah.
Because sometimes in the interview you forget to ask those questions.
Mm. Be a good thing to have it on an interview sheet for your new sign-ups. So, yeah. Does that help, Karen, a little bit?
Yes. I'm always interested in finding out how students heard about me. And Tim, you mentioned about using code, and so how do you use that?
Oh, well, if you let's say you handed out flyers, let's just take two streets near you. You give one set of flyers that have a code that says, I don't know, Christmas 1, and the next street you give them a code that says Christmas 2, and that code, they have to enter that code to get their free lesson or something like that. You can then track which street or which flyer created the most returns for you. That's a very simplified view, but that's the idea of coupon code. So if people sign up to my community with a coupon code, I can track which webinar they've come from that have brought them in with that particular code. So that's kind of helpful. There's probably other ways to do that, but that's a simple way.
I really hoped you enjoyed that look inside one of the 15 now Inner Circle monthly mastermind recordings that we've held since the community launched. As you can tell, they're packed with information, the sharing of great ideas, and they're just one of the many benefits of membership of the Inner Circle. And you can see that Karen was able to get a huge amount of ideas on how she could move forward with that part of her studio teaching. And so, you know, imagine what you could do with that kind of information if you were to ask a question of our community and get some feedback like that. It could be completely revolutionary to what you're doing and how you're going about things. I also, you know, I'm very aware that many of us are very isolated and we teach solo in our own studios and rarely get time to hang out with other piano teachers, except perhaps at, you know, an annual conference, if we're lucky enough to be able to afford it and have the time to get away. So when you are operating on your own a lot, as I say, while it's great to be able to jump on Facebook or whatever it is and have a flip through some questions and things, there is nothing like actually feeling a part of a real community of teachers who are all so passionate about not only doing amazing things in their own studios, but also about sharing all of their great ideas with everyone else. And I think that is one of the crucial aspects and benefits of this community. Now, keep in mind too that this mastermind was related to business on this occasion. It's not the only topic we talk about, and it's just one of the many chats and conversations that we've had in these monthly meetups online. And I hope you're able to sense the depth of feedback that you can get when you put a group of supportive and experienced teachers together who are so happy to share their ideas and thoughts. And on that, I would like to give a special thanks to Linda Irvin, Christy Dawson, Paul Myatt, Susan Head, and Amber Robinson for sharing their advice in this mastermind and being happy to be featured on the podcast. Thank you very much for your participation in the membership and all that you give to all our members. It's fantastic. Okay, so we're wrapping it up now. I do hope, as I say, you've enjoyed that little bit of a sneak peek, something a little bit different on the podcast. Next week, we welcome the wonderful Pamela Wedgwood to kick off August's theme of composing. As you'll know, if you've watched any of my repertoire rap videos on Facebook, and a little plug for those if you haven't, and you're interested in finding out about cool new repertoire for your students, then I would check these out. You can also access them on my website. Just head to timtopham.com/rap. That's R-A-P, R, if you're in the States, R-A-P. And that has been a great way for me to explore Pamela Wedgwood's music, and I've always been a fan of what she does for students. So in next week's podcast, she talks about how she inspires her students and how to make every opportunity in the studio one for creativity. So you're not going to want to miss that one. In August, the topic is composing, so we're going to be exploring lots of ideas around that topic and generally creating music at the piano. And I'll be sharing my own tricks and strategies around four-chord composing, which is probably one of the things that I get asked to talk the most about at workshops and events. And certainly the thing that I ask, get asked questions mostly about, because people have seen some of the ideas that I've had in YouTube videos and things about working particularly with teenagers and adults, but also with younger kids, on using chords as a basis for composition. And so I'm going to be talking lots more about that next time, and look forward to a live webinar on it with me at the piano doing some demonstration too. That's coming later in August. So can't wait to share all of that with you. Stay tuned next week, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Until next time, goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that will conclude this evening's entertainment.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Creative Piano Teaching Podcast. We'd love to help take your teaching to the next level as a member of our supportive community. Use the coupon PIANOPODCAST for $100 off an annual membership of Tim's Inner Circle today. To find out more, head to timtopham.com/community.